Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, my favorite thing. Weather Smoke Off is about to break out on the show right now because Jeremy Reiner of Channel 7 is on the Harbor One hotline. He v. Curtis. This is Curtis's arch enemy, Jeremy Reiner. Jeremy, yeah. Good morning. Oof. Morning, Jeremy.
It's like Steve Rogers is Tony Stark, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, it really is.
Civil War.
Who's Captain America and who's Iron Man? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm going to be Captain America because I throw my mighty shield, but you can be Stark.
Oh, all right. Well, anything for you, Jeremy.
I want both of you on the record when it comes to, like, do you have to do the real feel low? Is that the way you would do it for tonight?
No, I would do, well, I mean, I would do the actual low out at Logan Temp. I mean, we can do wind chill as well if you want, but the wind chill's going to be more, that's like variable based on the wind, and the actual temperature is what we all care about.
Yeah.
But we can do both. We can do both.
What do you think actual temperature, the low, tonight into tomorrow, Curtis?
Well, first of all, we're going to call it Brady International now. That's the new nickname.
Yes, that's
the new name of our airport in honor of
Jeremy, how do you feel? Curtis wants, I think he's right, spot on, wants Logan Airport renamed Brady International Airport.
Yeah, and, you know, every runway will just say 12 on it, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah, and when you land, what do you call it?
It's a touchdown.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice. Love it.
My low every day is a low, but the low at
I was gonna say that's a new low for you.
Dang it, Jeremy, that's why you're on TV. It's gonna be 8 below 0, the actual temperature at our airport at around 3 a.m.
Okay, 8 below 0.
Yes,
actual temp.
That's pretty good. I'm saying 7 below.
Oh,
and okay. I think that's That could be around like 4 or 5 a.m., maybe 6 a.m.
Okay. All right. 6 a.m. is when Jeremy says it.
7 below. That's the temp.
All right. And then wind chill. What does that get to, Curtis?
The wind chill at Mount Washington. I'm actually going to go drive up there myself. It's a great observatory up there. I've been there several times. It's going to be 100 below zero at Mount Washington. But in Boston, I would say wind chill is going to max out around 32 below zero.
All right. Reiner?
All right, I'm going to say Mount Washington wind chill 97 below. And I'm going to say Boston Brady International Airport, I'm going to say 36 below zero.
Wow.
Bold.
Chill.
We talked about that Mount Washington thing yesterday. Is that accurate? Like, is it actually going to be close to 100 below zero with the wind chill?
I think it will be, yeah. I mean, the actual temperature is probably going to be somewhere around 40 or maybe 45 below zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened?
The coldest is actually 50 below.
Wow.
So check this out. So you know that, you know, where we live, it's in the troposphere, and then the layer above us in the atmosphere is called the stratosphere.
The stratosphere, yeah.
So the air gets so cold and compressed that part of the stratosphere is going to dip down into perhaps Mount Washington early tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy. That is a disaster when that happens. I've seen that before once in my life.
Yeah. Well,
we got to get Thor and Hulk on it.
I mean, this is a legit polar vortex that we have hitting us right now. I mean, the Arctic blast is not something you want to mess around with.
No, I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal can't get the plane started, so we're in trouble. Yeah. I'm just throwing references at you. I mean, I'm more than a Star Wars guy.
Yeah. Are they making you do a live shot somewhere today?
No, I'm in-house. Okay. I'm in-house. I mean, we're going to have the folks out there doing their thing, but yeah. I mean, this is what this winter has come to. Instead of having snowfall contests, now we're having wind chill contests.
Who gets the new assignment? Like, is it the new reporters who get the assignment of going outside, or is it the veterans who do that?
It's a mix. I mean, we'll probably have Coop out there doing his thing. Yeah. But our newest meteorologist, Melanie Black, she might be outside as well, so we'll see. Huh. I think, you know, all hands on deck.
It's the low person on the totem pole.
I don't think you can say totem pole anymore.
All right. Well, it's a low person down there.
Jeremy.
Melanie, get yourself out there and do a live shot in Scituate.
Jeremy, far be it for me to tell a real veteran like you in the news television business what to do, but...
But here I go.
Why do we need people outside? Like, you're telling us it's cold. I don't think you're a liar. Like, I don't get the thought process behind it.
We want to take the pain for you, because if you're about to make that decision to head down into the city tonight to the bars, we want to say, hey, when you come down into the city, bundle up. You're going to want to layer up, because it will be cold out there.
Do you think it's legit that they close the schools today?
I think, you know, this morning it's not bad. I think it does become more of an issue, though, later this afternoon. You know, and so if you've got kids out walking, you know, those wind chills are going to get pretty low, you know, around 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I don't exactly, I mean, meteorologically, I think they might have been okay, but there are other logistics beyond my knowledge that they may base their decisions on. You know, the cold wind and little kiddos walking around, it's a big ask.
Did they cancel them in Stowe today?
No. Oh. No, we're good.
Okay.
They're tough.
Yeah, how's the wind down there? Because in Stowe, there's not much wind yet. Yeah. The wind will start to ramp up, but the wind is the real problem in the city.
Do the people of Stowe miss me?
Oh, God.
We all do.
Okay. Okay, all right. Yeah. I just wanted to check on that.
We miss Dunks, too. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. How's that going there, Captain?
I was trying to deliver a Dunkin' Donuts. It's taking a little bit longer.
What happened to that? I know.
I'm working on it.
Is that your moonshot?
That was his moonshot.
Yeah.
That was my moonshot, was delivering Dunkin' Donuts back to the people of Stowe, and I failed miserably so far, but I am trying.
You still got time.
I have time.
You still got time.
I have time.
Just bring your chickens in tonight.
I think your closet should be your moonshot.
Give me a break on the closet. And then I got these two buffoons over here, who've declared themselves interior decorators, Wiggy and Courtney, recommending that I buy. They're like, you need to get a Gabby Rothstein photo. Who is the person?
Gray Malin.
Gray Malin. You need to get a Gray Malin photo instead of the Nantucket sign that you have over the bed. And I went and looked at the Gray. What is it? Gray
Malin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $1,400 for a photo to hang over your bed. Who would spend that?
Nobody. That's stupid. I told you
I don't have TV money like Reiner does.
Oh,
I said get you a picture of Nantucket.
Well, you can get like a little portrait, like a little wallet size or something.
Greg makes $1,400 when he opens his eyes every morning. I thought it was a reasonable thing. It's a crazy price for me. For Greg, I thought,
You go right to Walmart, you get you a nice size picture of Nantucket boats, you know, light. Houses or whatever.
I want a life
size. Maybe a little Arctic sea smoke tomorrow morning.
I want a portrait of Bruce Schwegler or maybe Dick Albert.
Oh,
I have no idea who Bruce Schwegler is or Dick Albert.
All right, you'll be able to see Jeremy all day today, covering what may be one of the coldest days in history here in Massachusetts on Channel 7. And it's always great to talk to you, Jeremy Reiner.
Remember, 7 Below at Brady International. 7 Below.
All right. Well, you're going down, Reiner, but keep us all warm with the newscast.
Good luck, Curtis.
Thanks, buddy.
Stay classy.
You too.
The poor guy on Channel 7 right now, they have a reporter out there with a ice cube tray, and he has water in it, and they keep going back to him to see if it's frozen yet. That is terrible.
You know what tonight's going to bring. Uh-huh. Anytime it gets cold, the people go outside and TikTok, and they throw the water
up, and it freezes.
The hot water.
Yeah.
That is how dumb the people at that network think you all are. that they're showing someone like, ooh, it's below freezing. We'll see if water freezes. Like, you have a freezer. Why do you need to do
they're
that like outside?
Well, they want to see how long it takes to freeze.
Yeah, they're zooming in on the poor guy's hands, though. It's shaking.
It's like, cold
oh,
out there.
Get him inside.
Jeez, I mean, Curtis, you do a great job with the weather, but I'm just checking out Melanie Black. Maybe we ought to replace you with Melanie Black as the weather smoke here. At
it is February.
Melanie Black.
Yeah, that's who Jeremy just mentioned. Did you hear that or no?
I did, but
oh, okay. All
right. I didn't hear the name. I heard him say some person was going out there. I heard him say some person, but I wasn't really paying attention to the name.
Are we going to check back in with our intrepid on-the-streets reporter, Action Jackson, at the truck day ceremony?
He's currently holding a shot of vodka, seeing if it freezes.
Okay. He just sent me a video of himself.
Oh, he did?
He said, can I post this on Instagram?
For those watching the show on Twitch, I believe we do have the official loading in of the David Ortiz Lego statue, which Ethan can share for you. On Twitch this morning, a very dramatic moment. This is a while ago over at Truck Day, the 20th annual Truck Day.
That's not a good look right there. I'm just keeping it honest.
They are loading. That is the official loading of the David Ortiz Lego statue.
Looks like he's about to get violated.
I mean,
okay.
I could imagine that there could be a real disaster if the Red Sox truck hits some sort of a bump or something, and then that thing is in a million Lego pieces. Like, how do they put that thing back together?
Oh, it's going to take somebody a long time to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that takes a thousand nerds to put that thing back together.
You need a Lego expert to do that.
I've put a Lego together.
What?
For the kids. You know, you never did the Legos before?
Of course I did. I used to love those things. When I was a kid, I loved it.
That's impressive, though.
My favorite was the fire station. I loved the Lego fire station.
I was always the big Lego Batman guy.
Yeah. Of course.
That Ortiz one, though, that's impressive.
I had a Lego guy.
They should have built two of them. In the Twitch chat, they're right. They should have built two and just left one in Fort Myers.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, like probably that's a smart idea.
Cost cutting.
I feel like they're wasting an awful lot of gasoline and polluting the environment by driving everything down there every year. Like, why don't they just leave the baseballs and the bats and things down there?
Yep.
That's a good point.
You know, that would be a smart thing, Greg. I mean, just have two supplies of them.
Do they not have enough money to have like double the apparatus in both places?
Sounds like a front office question.
Didn't have enough money to sign Xander Bogaerts, so I guess not.
Well, now they do. Maybe they'll do that for next year.
Curtis,
saving some money.
Curtis, what do you make of the report that there is a civil war brewing between John Henry and Tom Werner?
Well, all I can say is bring it on if that is the case, because that will be fascinating to see those two sides. The Liverpool sale has, I guess, been rather contentious.
Yeah.
Not with prospective buyers, but with the sellers agreeing on, I guess, a course of action. And very interesting, to say the least. I don't know. You know,
there's an offer from some sort of a group that is based in Qatar.
Right.
To buy Liverpool. And Tom Werner apparently wants to take the offer, but John Henry won't take the offer, and they're calling it a civil war between the two of them.
Why wouldn't you want to take that offer? You know, they got money out there. They're spending good money.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, you see what they just paid them? Ronaldo, you better get some of that oil money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is all going to be finalized, the sale of Liverpool, so that Henry can buy the Commanders. That's what this is setting up to be, which would be very interesting. But if they're not getting along, I don't know how they divide those assets.
Well, I mean, is it possible that John Henry, if they're going to buy the Commanders and they're going to get it somehow away from Bezos, would Tom Werner then take the Red Sox and be the sole majority owner of the Boston Red Sox?
Oof.
I have no idea what the percentage ownership is of John Henry versus Tom Werner. My guess is if Tom wanted to do that, he'd have to buy a pretty big chunk of Henry out.
But when they buy the Washington team together?
Well, they might not if they're having a civil war.
I wouldn't want to lose out on that deal. Can you imagine? Yeah. That's football money.
Like you bury any type of disagreement you have to get that. Yeah,
they were saying the Civil War got so violent yesterday that John Henry threw a bottle of Pellegrino across his yacht at Tom Werner.
Hopefully it wasn't a plastic bottle.
Does one of them remove the ascot from their chest and wave it as a white flag when they give up in the Civil War?
The assistant uses a very condescending tone.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Quick trending to keep boss man Laird happy. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics take on the Suns tonight. Tip at 7:30. Marcus Smart listed as out. Devin Booker is listed as out for the Suns. And exciting news for both Jays. They're headed to Salt Lake City for the All-Star game. Jaylen Brown has been named as a reserve. We've got Eagles and Chiefs facing off at State Farm Stadium in Arizona next weekend, Sunday the 12th. Reminder that you can listen to the big game right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app. Looking for a great value for lunch? Visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Friday until 4 p.m. and enjoy their new flatbread lunch combo starting at just $9.99. The 99, always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
24 degrees.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up, another live report from Action Jackson, who is on the scene at Truck Day. It is the 20th annual Red Sox Truck Day, and we'll go live. You should have sent, Curtis, I don't know why you didn't send Action Jackson to Montana to check in on the Chinese spy balloon, ooh, which has been sighted. I would like to talk about that momentarily, if we could. But first, the great Derek the Steelers fan. It's been a while. Hello, Derek.
Well, good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
I'd like to get to Pretty in his latest retirement in a second, but if I could circle back to these extremists who are taking over this country. And Curtis, don't back down from these people because they're going to email in or text in or Twitch in, whatever they're doing. Okay, don't back down. I have many friends who are principals and assistant principals. We disagree on this. And that's okay, too, by the way. The extremists want to get rid of that, you know, good debate in this country, which is actually a good thing. But the last two snowstorms they canceled school for had a total of like 4 inches of snow, Curtis. Okay? And Ryan just said it. And the snow on the one storm that happened at 4 p.m. People, you run the schools. You should know this. More than half the district is home by then. They're already effing home, Curtis. So the softening of this country's kids is the biggest threat to our national security ever in my lifetime.
What about the Chinese?
And I include terrorists.
Derek, what about the Chinese spy balloon? I feel like that's a pretty big threat, too.
I've told you this before, Hill Dog. That's why we have guns, okay? All right. Shoot it down. Shoot it now.
Why are you mad at me, Derek? I've been saying this.
No, I'm not. Curtis, you're on the right side on this.
Oh, thank God.
But I sensed your last comment, you were kind of like wavering because some, you know, whack nut
you know, in like Newton South High School is texting in, right? So I just want to make sure you stand strong on this.
I am an absolute abomination. Just keep that town out of your mouth, because that's actually one I can't rip, but everything else we can.
The point is, Curtis, please, how about educate them? Tell them to put their little mittens and hats on when they go out into the cold, rather than have them hide under their bed. I'm crying out loud. Now, quick, Gildog, I know you got to go, but I called you longer than anybody on this, kid. And I love how, you know, by the way, the red carpet addicted owner tried to make it about himself as usual yesterday. Little side note there for you, Hill Dog. Now, Pretty, is somebody who has had the most hatred towards the man, anybody who says he's not the greatest athlete ever is completely, they're compromised in some way. I can't even take it away from him.
Yeah.
He's the greatest ability, even though it might have been his loaded up, you know, cucumber smoothies, the greatest ability is availability. Your coach even says that all the time. The guy, the greatest of all time, Hill Dog.
Yeah.
No question about it.
I agree with you. The only argument to me is Michael Jordan, but I think he's second in my mind to Tom Brady, what Tom Brady's done. Wiggy was talking earlier during a break about LeBron James, and he thinks LeBron James is going to play until he's the same age as Tom Brady. I can't see it.
He's hanging on for his kid, which is all the wrong reasons. None of them have it on this kid. I'm sorry. You know, and I know, like, most Steeler fans are yahoos, and I get it. So I deserve to be lumped into it. But this common sense, what do your eyes tell you? Okay? The kid, in any situation, regular season, Francesa, postseason, he was a ruthless assassin. And it pains me to say it because he had my heart in his hand on several occasions. But you can't take it away from him. Greatest athlete of our lifetime, period.
And Derek, his best throw, maybe, was the play action after Jerome Bettis fumbled in the AFC Championship game 2004 season. It was played in 2005. Play action, just a dime into the hands of Deion Branch. Patriots go up 10-0, win their third Super Bowl. But my favorite thing about Brady was that he owned LeBeau in the Steelers. Every game against Pittsburgh. In two AFC Championship games, I think they won by a combined, they won by a combined, 70 points against Pittsburgh. Just ended their seasons phenomenal.
People are going to make the argument, especially if LeBron's able to win one more. Mm. I mean, I don't know if you watch the guy play. He's still one of the top five players in the league. If he's able to win one more,
the Lakers are like 14th.
Right. No,
place.
I'm not. I know that. But I'm saying if he's able to win one more, all it takes is a team to get one other superstar to go there. And then you throw, you know, maybe not Steph Curry in there, but, you know, there are some people, but.
Does LeBron elevate the talent around him like Tom Brady did?
No. I'm not comparing him to Brady. I'm saying the Michael Jordan debate. And this is where my lead was.
But did Jordan ever miss the playoffs?
Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't miss the playoffs, but he's never missed the playoffs. But LeBron has been to 10 finals, because then that gets into the Joe Montana Brady thing. Yeah, Joe Montana is 4-0 in Super Bowls, but guess what? Brady's went five more times than him. I'm saying that there are people out there that, when it's said and done, will make the argument that LeBron could be the greatest of all time. No one will ever make the argument that a player even comes close to Brady.
But isn't LeBron 4-6 in the finals?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You can never beat a guy that's 6-0. I know Montana's 4-0.
Right, but how you can't make? But you can't say the knock on Joe Montana is he never went to as many Super Bowls as Brady, even though Brady has won more than he's lost, and then use it for the LeBron thing. Saying, well, LeBron is 4-6, but he's been to 10 finals.
Texter on the Subaru of New England text line, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com, says, stop it, Wiggy. He plays every third game, LeBron James.
Did they not watch the NBA? Or did they not? I think he leads his team in minutes played.
But it, when he has an injury, he does kind of milk it a bit. You have to give us that.
Okay, so that is fine. But the argument is LeBron is 38 years old and still one of the best players in the league. If he plays till 45, which is 7 more years, and is able to get one, he's going to surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for points. There are people right now out there that think he's better than Michael Jordan.
I also
he wants to play with both of his kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
And he's playing at a high level.
Yeah. And the more, going back to Curtis's lead this morning about the Kraft video and that's taking away the shine from Brady, the more I look at it, Brady's going to retire a Patriot. He commented on the video, Brady did, saying, "I love you, go Pats. I am blessed in every way." So
he did.
Whereas the Giselle situation, he didn't comment back to Giselle. The fact that he goes and comments when Kraft says all this, that seems like everything is water under the bridge. If he's doing this for the whole public to see, there it is. Ethan has it for Twitch.
Okay.
I think that this is happening, and I think that all is forgiven.
Look at that. He's got three hearts. For Robert Kraft, I love you.
And I like Robert Kraft's new hair, by the way. Looking good.
Better than mine.
Oh, man.
And the availability thing is massive to Brady's legacy in the sense no one will ever come close to him. Because what do you think, like Patrick Mahomes is 27 years old or 26 years old. He plays...
5 more years?
No, I think he plays more than that.
He's 10 more years. At risk for injury.
Right, that's my point. So the closest... They'll never be, what's this Brady, 24 years? I think the closest you'll see guys play at that level now is guys like playing like Rodgers, 15, 16, 17 years. I think Mahomes, and it is the injury factor that is amazing with Brady. That's why I say they'll never even be a guy that you could put in the same sentence.
Yeah.
There's no debate. Like, none. You can debate Jordan LeBron.
That's my point.
Yeah. There's no debating Tom Brady. Yeah.
At all. You can't even put another person, and I know there's morons out there, but they're just doing it because. But if you really sit there and had a real conversation, you can't even put somebody in his category.
This is Tim from Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Guys, love all you guys there on that show.
You too. We love you too.
I just want to say, Curtis, I think you took the Brady deal good, because when I talked to you on that Saturday with Ken and said he was retiring, going off into the beautiful land of not playing no more and being healthy, I think that definitely showed that he can do what he got to do. He was the greatest ever and go off. He knows he made a couple mistakes after the win in Tampa, and he stayed a little longer. But you know what? That's part of life, man. But I think Jones is out of his mind saying Brady shouldn't take that deal.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Brady's been great for this city, and the city's been great for him. And Kraft and him, are solid. That's the one thing I think Wiggy was wrong on. Wiggy, I love you to death. But the thing is, I think it was more Belichick, because I believe truly that Brady wanted to stay in this city and play until he retired. But it worked out for him. So let's just wish him the best, right?
No, I think, and I have zero issue with it.
Uh-huh.
I think Tom Brady wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And that's why I think there's no animosity. There's certainly no, and you look at that post.
Right.
There's zero animosity between Robert Kraft and Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think it's water under the bridge. But I don't
think. And you have heard Bill on this very program over the last couple of years gush about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe, and Tom Brady gush about Bill.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think there's any animosity between the two of them either. I think Tom Brady made his decision as painful as it was or whatever. I really disagree with Curtis on this.
It's water under the bridge.
I think he comes back here, and I think he's very happy to come back here.
Yeah. On a one day?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. The reason why, you got to factor in the Tampa Bay And if he...
Wiggy, it's Tom Brady.
No, no, no. You can't do that. If he retires before a specific date for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they save a ton of money.
But they're still stuck with
$30 million in dead cap regardless.
They'll waive that. They're going to let him do a
They didn't waive it for Drew Brees.
But guys, I feel like this argument is such... Tom will not do anything that will damage the Bucs.
Right.
And he will do something here where he's commemorated. Even if he just signs a blank piece of paper and acts like it's a contract.
Right.
He'll do it here. It will just be pomp and circumstance.
Yeah. I love how the guy who uses a fake handicap placard to park in handicap spots is down to the details on what you can and can't do.
Let's put a bet on it. I bet you dinner that Tom Brady doesn't sign a one-day
contract.
I'll
take that.
All right. You two got it. Right. Greg will actually finally have to buy dinner. by the way.
I like your narrative. I have paid for your dinner several times, sir.
Greg, it's a joke.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm going right back at you. Relax.
So the situation here, though, is very – I'm very happy that Tom and Robert are where they are. It appears that they are better men than I, and they've put their relationship on the side for the betterment of the kids known as New Englanders. But to say that this was all what Tom wanted, did you hear his whole family in the lead-up to the game last year? Did that sound like people that were like, yeah, it was Tom's decision. He just didn't want to be there anymore.
I think everybody in these kind of circumstances wants to control the narrative. Tom Brady doesn't want the fans of the New England Patriots, where he was for 20 years, to know specifically and accurately that he was the one who wanted
exactly.
to leave.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that Brady wanted out, and then the narrative that got leaked was Bill Kraft wouldn't pay him. That's why Bill got salty. That he's like, no, it's not me, it's you.
Wait, so they wanted to pay him?
No, I think that it was the $22 million, like Wiggy said. Right. I don't think $3 million makes a difference in Tom Brady's life.
$50 million doesn't make a difference in his life.
What?
$50 million, if we're going to say it like that, $50 million didn't make a difference in his life.
Okay.
So why didn't he stay here then?
Because he was disrespected.
Oh.
That's why, in his mind, I wasn't part of the conversation. I'm explaining what he thought, and... clearly, the Bucs were smart. I mean, does anybody think that the Patriots made the right decision?
No, but I think that's why they had that secret meeting after that game, because they talked about it, and Brady's like, yeah, I did one out, you're right, you got done dirty, I got done dirty at certain points, and let's, call it what it is.
But Wiggy's been on this since the beginning. Brady was no longer negotiating with Bill Belichick. All of his deals, ever since, 2008, were done with Robert Kraft. So it really... had little to do with Belichick in terms of the negotiation element.
Right. And the disrespect comes where?
But again, it's hard for me when your argument is that it was Robert Kraft and Tom Brady should be angry at Robert Kraft.
Correct. And he was. He didn't go to his birthday party. He didn't even send a video message.
He went to the wedding.
He went to his wedding. I know, he skipped football. Like, he skipped walkthroughs on Saturday to go to the guy's wedding.
His 80th birthday party, he was, and then you remember the report from Ted Johnson that when he had the retirement, Robert Kraft was
enraged.
But again,
he doesn't appear to be angry when he's sending three heart emojis.
Oh, not now, but he was at that moment.
I'm just saying, I'm happy that Robert and Tom are better men than I, that they've put the past behind them and they've come together. I think that's great.
But it shows that the disrespect... And this is only what you could base it on, what we've kind of rumors we heard and what we seen Brady do, was the disrespect came because they didn't want to give Tom the extra year, right? Because he ended up signing 2 years with Tampa, where the reports were they wanted him to go to year to year. So the disrespect in his mind, it felt like that extra year. And then it really wasn't about the money, but it was more about give me the satisfaction on I want the extra year. And that was where he was, pissed off at them. And then, fortunately, they were able to put water under the bridge. But the friction was between Kraft and Brady, not Bill. Everybody keeps throwing Bill. It's not Bill. It is Kraft and Brady.
But don't you think Bill felt he was done dirty because everybody was pointing the finger at him?
Well, Bill feels like he was done wrong.
Right.
Bill's saying, listen, Robert's the one who didn't want to give him the second year. That's where Tom felt disrespected.
I think there is zero animosity because Tom Brady left here for one reason and one reason only, and that was Giselle and his family. And I think the way it played out, left here, she wanted to be in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She was sick of New England, didn't like the people here, didn't like the weather here, wanted to be near Miami, whatever. Went there.
Okay.
And won a Super Bowl. Everything's great. And then something happened.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know what that something is.
Right.
I feel like there was an extra, you know, a little bit of extra time when it came to the jiu-jitsu practice. You know,
get more time in Florida to do jiu-jitsu.
And that's what happened last year prior to the season where Tom went back and forth because I think he wanted to try to work on the family.
Well, and jiu-jitsu.
I agree with you. The reason probably...
I got to go get Mary.
Why he left was because of Giselle.
Mary's here.
Oh, Mary's here. Okay. Coming up at 9, Blind Dating Game Mary in the studio and on Twitch. And you can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Bunch of ways that you can listen to this show if you can't listen on the radio for some reason. Maybe your radio has frozen. You can go to WEEI.com and stream this show. Or you can download the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. And then you can listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want to. You can also go back and listen if you missed Ty Law on Tuesday or you missed Mike Milbury on Bruins Thursday. You can go back and listen to those interviews in their entirety whenever you want on the Audacy app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up, Blind Dating Game contestant Mary in the studio with us on the radio, on the stream, and on Twitch. What are you laughing about?
She's just waving from Jackson's room, and it's making me giggle.
Oh, well, we might never even get to this blind dating thing. Oh, Jackson's. I forgot he was engaged. I was going to say, if you leave her in the back with Jackson.
No, Jackson's over at Truck Day.
Forgot he's still there.
We're going to check in with Jackson over at a very exciting Truck Day where it is 20 degrees momentarily. We do currently have a fundraiser ongoing
with the Greg Hill Foundation for Ava Harlow, who suffered injuries involving an MBTA Green Line trolley on January 27th. And I want to thank those of you who have, we're getting close to $10,000 donated since we started this yesterday for Ava and for her family. And I want to thank those of you who have given, but I also wanted to get Maria on, who is a good friend of Ava's and called the show this morning, I think to also say thank you. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning.
Thanks for checking in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, and you're absolutely right. I would love to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone that has donated to Ava. The support means more than you know, and people have been so kind and so generous. It's really, really heartwarming. I don't know if you mind if I say a special shout out to Ladder 15, Boston Back Bay. You guys first on the scene. You saved her, and we're grateful. Mm.
Ava's a college student.
Yeah, she's a sophomore at Bridgewater. I'm a friend of her mom's. I've known her mom since we were in high school, and so I've known Ava since she was hours old. But yeah, she's a sophomore in college. She's, she's a good kid. She's hardworking. She's smart. She's funny. She's strong and independent. And, you hate like anything to see something come along and derail her plans, because she was going places, and this is going to be a huge setback for her. And not that we're very, very hopeful for her recovery. Don't get me wrong, but that she's going to have some hurdles to clear in the weeks and months to come.
Well, I know that everybody tells me how strong of a person she is and what a great person she is. And so I know it's a long road to recovery, but yes. I hope that you will let her know that everybody who listens here is thinking about her. All of us are thinking about her.
Thank you.
And anything that we can do to help, we will be happy to do. So I'm really
we appreciate that. The family is appreciative. And, this fundraiser is a huge help because, we all have short attention spans, right? And 6 months from now, people have moved on to something else, but Ava will still be recovering. She's going to need a lot of support. So whatever we can do to help make that easier for her, make it easier for her family. And thank you to your listeners and your supporters. I don't have the words to express
Maria,
the gratitude.
Maria, thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you.
All right. So if you've already given, thank you. We pledged yesterday that we would match the first $5,000 given, and we are almost at $10,000, $9,557 that you have given so far last time I checked. So you can give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org.
And so. 20 years old, that's going to hit home for a lot of people,
yes,
whether
right.
You're a college student or you have kids in college. Her entire life changed in the blink of an eye. So. Yeah.
Like they said, she's still here with us. That's
yes.
the most important.
And once again, Ladder 15, Boston's firefighters, the second there's an issue, they come without thought and help
yep.
save a life.
I believe some of their brothers and sisters saved us when Courtney nearly lit the building on fire trying to prepare a bagel.
They did. Mm-hmm. They came with their axes and full gear.
You know when you walk around Chicago, there's signs of relics from the Great Chicago Fire. We should have a plaque that's there to commemorate the morning that Courtney nearly burnt the place.
A black bagel statue?
That'd be nice.
Did they send you a bill for that?
No bill.
Like, you know how when they rescue somebody who's hiking and gets stuck in the mountains, they should have sent Courtney a bagel bill.
I brought them Dunkin' Donuts, bagels, donuts, coffee, and they said, don't worry about it. Happens all the time. They said, the smartest people in the world, all the students at Harvard, they get called once a week. So
I love, by the way, Curtis,
Zuckerberg.
I love the comments. When you mention something like that, there's like a Twitch comment that says, that's their job.
Oh, go after yourself.
Yes, it
honest
is.
To God, just go outside and kick yourself in the nuts.
Yes, it is their job.
And then call 911 and beg for help because that's what we all do because we're all pansies except for the people that actually sign up to walk into burning buildings, you a-hole.
They happen to say their job is saving people's lives and they do it pretty well. Mm. So, I think it's okay to thank them every once in a while.
Is there any gratitude in society?
No, none. We are doomed. The world is ending soon, thank God, because everybody
hey,
is
hey,
such
hey,
such a jerk.
I'm enjoying this world. I am too, Wiggy,
but you listen to these people, and it's like they can't. Everything you say, you say the sky is blue. They're like, well, actually.
Remember, there's more good people than there are bad.
Actually, real courage is using a fake name and slinging insults behind a keyboard. Thank you.
Let's check in at Fenway Park and the excitement of the 20th annual Truck Day. Jackson, good morning.
Oh, thank you, Curtis. Your anger is like a warm blanket to me. It makes me very happy.
How's it going over there, Jackson?
It's very cold, but I do think I have a Great Hills Show exclusive.
Oh, okay.
I think I saw them load Chris Sale's bike onto the back of the truck. I have a picture to prove it.
You do?
Wow.
I do.
They were actually putting a bike onto the truck to take it to Fort Myers?
Yes.
Huh. Smart move by Chris Sale. Save yourself on some shipping costs.
Right.
Are there no bikes in Fort Myers? Like
maybe that's a special bike, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And we all have a special bike.
Very special.
Are there any fans, any rabid baseball fans that are gathered out there in the cold this morning yet?
There is not one.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think the truck. What time does the truck leave, Curtis? Is that 10 a.m. or 11? I mean, what time does the frivolity begin?
It begins at noon, and you better get there soon because it's going to fill up fast.
Okay. Any other, in the front. How about the 20,000 baseballs? Are they halfway through those, or how close are they to having all those loaded?
They did them one by one. They threw them on one by one, so it's taking a while.
All right, Jackson, we'll need you back here. So great job on the scene.
All right, Jackson.
All right,
Curtis says, come on, you can come back home. Jackson.
Wait, shouldn't I go to Brady International Airport so I can go to Montana and get that damn spy satellite out of the air?
You could do that if you want.
I was hoping he gave us a play-by-play in the passenger seat of the truck from here to Florida.
I don't think we can do without him. We need him here.
Oh, okay.
We'll put that on our HD signal.
All right. Coming up next, we will meet the first ever contestant on the blind dating game here at WEEI.
My girl, Mary.
Mary brought food in.
She did. She brought treats.
Instant home run bringing food in. Mm-hmm. So we'll meet Mary and you'll meet Mary. And we'll talk about the blind dating game for Valentine's Day coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.